Hello, everyone. This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from my home studio in Washington, D.C. Today's show features Liberian hip-co, Afrobeats, pop tunes from Zimbabwe and South Africa, awesome Franco-Algerian rock, and Ethiopian indie. There's also some classic 90s flavor in here, tunes that'll take you back to your younger days. And also, on a sadder note, these tunes will set us up in the right mood for my special report that honors the tragic passing of Hama Sankare. The Malian percussionist was one of the pioneering architects of the desert blues sound. His playing defined a genre and is heard on many seminal recordings, including the Grammy Award-winning album Talking Timbuktu. Song of the Week that comes in at half past the hour should bring us back around to happier vibes with Ghanaian dancehall tune African Party by Stoneboy. That is a brand new release from his new album Amlogo, due out in April. But Kwame Ofori is not going to be with me again for that because of COVID-19, of course, and our new norm of social distance reporting and DJing. I'm all isolated up here in my own home studio on my second floor, as is Kwame in his home studio, and I hope you are all listening in your own safe spaces as well. Finally, out of Nairobi, reporter Bill Odidi brings us a beautiful interview with young Kenyan singer-songwriter Olivia Ambani. That comes near the back half of the hour, and then we round out the show with one more tribute to Hama Sankare. We'll listen to one of his modern desert blues tunes from his latest and last album, Niafunke. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. We're starting out in Cameroon with the sound of yesteryear, Shanna by the late Sally Nyolo. She sings for her friend Celia. At that particular hour when the twilight snails hang from the tips of trees' leaves, Cecilia sang as she gave birth. She gave birth to a shining little girl. She shines like the moon and the sun. The girl of Cecilia Kankunda sprung from love and from the mixture of races. The daughter of Nicholas and my friend Cecilia. Today I sing and dance to honor her. Today I celebrate Shana's birth. Majema mongana mungu, akura majema mongana mbumu, okara majema mongana shana waliyo, shana waliyo. Amuyu majema mongana mungu, akura majema mongana mbumu, okara majema mongana shana waliyo, shana waliyo. All right, that was the late Sally Gnolo with a song dedicated to her friend's newly born baby girl, Shana. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and we're at the top of Music Time in Africa. We move now to music of another great artist who's passed, but whose music lives on, Rachid Taha. This is Je Suis Africain, I Am African, and it's from his 16th and final album by the same title that was released posthumously 1 year after his death in 2018. Taha was a French Algerian, but expresses a proud belonging to all of Africa, North and South, and the diaspora. I'm African, he begins. I don't have rhythm in my blood. I'm an Afro-albino.
Je suis African. African du Nord au Sud. Je suis African. Dedans comme dehors. Je suis African. Je n'ai pas le rythme dans la peau. Je suis africain, un albinos afro.
That was Rachid Taha with Je Suis Africain. Hello, loves. This is Heather. It's Music Time in Africa. Let's switch up the vibe now with this incredibly creative 20-year-old singer, Divine Ukubor, a.k.a. Rima. Here's Corny.
It's your body where you give me. They make me one day do like a gonna go.
come test my money, oh. I got it, you, oh, yeah, come meet my mommy, oh. It be you, oh, they ginger my body, oh.
Nice vibe. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and that was Rima with Corny. On the other side of the continent, in Ethiopia, this is another creative young artist. His name is Dawit Sharon, and the song's called Fikir, Love. stage. That was Dawit Sharent from Addis Ababa with Fikir. That song comes off his EP, Seo, released in 2019. Okay, hello everybody. I hope you're enjoying the show so far and that you're all healthy and staying safe and keeping yourselves protected from this evil menace we now all know as coronavirus. Next up, a hot new release from Liberia. It was sent to me by the artist who dropped it just this past Friday, Teddy Rye. And then we'll change gears, go to Mali, and pay tribute to the desert blues legend, Hama Sankare, who lost his life tragically but heroically this past Sunday in a car bomb explosion. But first, let's jam with Teddy. Teddy Rye with Pray For Me.
Pray for me, pray for me. To make money, mama, and I say, to make money, mama, and I say, mama, please pray for me. Pray for me, pray for me. The one that happened to me, and I say, the thing that happened to me, and I say, mama, please pray for me. Pray for me, pray for me. The care money, mama, and I say, the thing that happened to me, and I say, somebody want me to die. See me in my casket before my time, oh. And they want me to die. Mama, please pray for me.
Hey, mama, hey, mama. Hey, mama, hey, mama.
Hey, mama,
hey, mama.
Hey, mama, hey, mama. Mama, please pray for me.
Hey, mama, hey, mama. Hey, mama,
hey, mama. The one that happened to me and I is
hey, mama,
the thing that happened to me and I is hey, mama, I want you to push for me. Pray on this something happy. Pray on this something happy, you must push for me. Pray on this something happy. Pray on this something happy. Alhamdulillah, eh Allah. Bleach in my color to Sala. Alhamdulillah, eh Allah. Bleach in my water to Jala. Road to success is narrow, all kind of temptation. Temptation. But the blessing you gave me, a growing jelly like plantation. Plantation. Nangara, nangara, beba. Bleaching my color to Sala. Nangara, nangara, is far. Bleaching my fire to
pray for me. Pray for me, pray for me.
To get money, mama, and I say, to make money, mama, and I say, mama, please pray for me.
Hey, mama, hey, mama. Hey, mama, hey, mama. Hey, mama, hey, mama.
People get food to eat.
I bet down.
Some people get appetite to work. Go faster.
Go faster.
Oh, you get appetite and faster. You must take the body.
You must take the body.
You get appetite and faster. You must take the body.
Take the body.
I wake up one morning. I hear in the news that tell it rather. No one shall enter. When Jesus Christ on my side.
To get our nation back on its feet, we must first get down on our knees. Our mama prayer is the only answer.
Pray by the DJ, pray by the DJ, mama. Mama, please pray for the president, pray for the preacher, pray for. Pray for me.
All right, that was Teddy Rye's brand new single, Pray For Me. Okay, hi everybody. This is Heather Maxwell broadcasting today from my home studio in Capitol Hill, District of Columbia. That's Washington, D.C., in case you didn't realize the D stands for District and C for Columbia. Fun fact. I'm going to present my tribute to Hama Sankare shortly, but I want to set the right mood. He was an architect of the percussion sounds of the desert blues. That's a genre of music that emerged in the 1990s with the seminal recording Talking Timbuktu, led by singer and guitarist the late Ali Farka Touré. This is one of the best tracks from that album, and you can hear Sankare's percussion, the sounds of clicks and clacks and hits and rolls on the calabash gourd all throughout the song. It's called Jarabi, which in Bambara means my love.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hi, everybody. That was Jarabi by Ali Farka and featuring American guitarist Rai Cooter. The percussion was played by Alpha Usman, better known as Hama Sankare, who up until last week was alive and well, making great music, living in Bamako, his home in Mali. Then tragedy struck. I knew Hama. He had come to VOA with a desert blues band led by Mamadou Kelly and performed live sessions in the studio two times, in 2014 and then again in 2016. Both times, Chris Nolan, Hama's manager and producer, brought them to VOA, and I got to know him too. So as I caught wind of Hama's death, I called Chris right away. Here's our conversation, along with bits of music and conversation with Hama during those now precious live sessions that we did together here in Washington. Okay, so tell me what happened with Hama Sankare. How did he die?
Last Sunday, 2 days ago, he had gone back to Niafunke, where his family lives, to vote. Then after he voted, he was in a vehicle that was going back to the city of Mopti, where he would then transfer to another vehicle to Bamako. So when they got into the vehicle in Niafunke, the vehicle got maybe 30 minutes outside of the city there, and they hit a landmine. And it was a very big landmine because I've seen pictures of the wreckage, and the vehicle was totally destroyed. So all of them were, you know, instantly killed, essentially.
How would you describe his contribution to Malian music?
He's one of the most important people who is uncredited with developing the desert blues sounds and rhythms, because he was the percussionist in the beginning with Ali Farka Touré. He had toured the world with Ali Farka. He had been, you know, from Japan to New York to everywhere.
And what kind of percussion sound is it specifically?
Well, he's credited with playing the calabash. He understood that all of the instruments of a percussion section can be created by the sound modifications of the calabash. So when, like, the heel of your hand hits the thing, that's the kick drum or the bass drums. If you're using the stick, that's the snare drums. And then he can slide it or make different sounds, or like rubbing your hands on it or somehow creating like a polyrhythmic kind of a thing.
How has his sudden death hit you on a personal level?
It's very sad for me. It's very sad because he was a really vital person. He was, you know, it's like I view it to myself. I'm aging. I aspire to be as alive as he was. He was curious, he was outgoing, and he was welcoming to everybody. He was really a great super guy. And it's a huge loss from that personal point of view. And I think anybody who knew him would agree with that. And he had a great following among the younger musicians. He was a mentor to many people. There was the song Daryl Wege. He's dancing on the side of, with a bunch of young dancers on the side of the riverbank. And it's a very tongue-in-cheek lyric. The lyric is like, oh, look at her. She's really dressed up. Watch out for her. She's going to be trouble. And so he goes through all these qualities, and he's like, ooh, watch out. She'll be trouble. He was really, like, disarmingly charming. Everybody is going to say that about him.
I remember that too about him. I was always happy to see him, even though I'd never really spent time talking with him in depth. I always felt so happy when I saw him.
Ebe flefo kabini Saint Jume.
I think also, while it's tragic, I want to say it's also heroic. And let's think of this as like what a great legend. This guy is now a legend. Look at the way he passed. Incredible. Leaving voting. Killed by a roadside bomb. What a hero's exit.
Well, that concludes my tribute to Hama Sankare. And as they say farewell in Bambara to loved ones who pass, Alaka Hinela, Alaka Dayorosuma.
Music time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
All right, we have so much more great music to come, plus a beautiful feature from Nairobi that spotlights a young, new singer-songwriter, Olivia Ambani. So keep it locked right here, people. This is Bido Ceci, Christelle Guedu, otherwise known as Cecime from Benin, with Je ne vois que toi, All I See Is You, and it features Cameroonian crooner Mr. Leo.
Mr. Leo. Oh. Je te nourris sans cesse jusqu'au dernier de mes jours. Je t'en fais la promesse, ce sera pour toujours. Dans la richesse, la pauvreté, la peine et la joie. Je te chérirai pour le meilleur et contre le pire. Je t'aimerai sans cesse jusqu'au dernier de mes jours. Je t'en fais la promesse que ce sera pour toujours. Dans la richesse, la pauvreté, la peine et la joie. Je te chérirai pour le meilleur et contre le pire. Et les autres, je les éloignerai. Qui s'appelle Messie?
J'irai, moi j'irai jusqu'au bout avec toi maman, oh, oh avec toi maman. Et pour le reste de mes jours, moi je t'aimerai. Tout ce que je fais c'est pour nous, c'est ça maman, oh, oh c'est ça maman. Ouais. Même si c'est Angelina Jolie, oh, avec les poitrines comme Rihanna, ma chérie tu me vas, ah, je ne vois que toi.
Okay, hey everybody, that was Je ne vois que toi, All I See Is You by Cecime and Mr. Leo. I'm Heather Maxwell, and now we turn to Ghana for...
And this is the Song of the Week.
Yeah, so Song of the Week is African Party by Stoneboy. Now, like last week and the week before, Kwame cannot be here in person with me to present this. But we have discussed it, and we both agree that it is the bomb, especially the music video. So promise you'll get on YouTube and watch it after the show.
Oh my God, Mr. Oh my God, my lover. Oh my God, Mr. Oh my God, Mr. Oh my God, my lover. If I want chop suey, I'm a guy, I swear they count them dollar. Come out for them with the baller. African party, party, party. Party, party, party. African party, party, party. For my life, I go chillin'. African party, 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 party. Party, party, party. African party, party, party.
Y'all, you know, Kwame's not here to finish this out, but you all know that was Song of the Week.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl Maggie, Margaret Tufas, and we're in LIB, and I'm logged down to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa, VOA. Don't touch that dial.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're doing well and staying safe, and also trying to enjoy your weekend. This next song is called Kona, and it's by South Africa's Shoma Josie.
It's Shoma Josie.
All right, that was Shoma Josie. This is Music Time in Africa, and I've got one more song for you before we meet Olivia Ambani in Nairobi. Here's Musoja Ja Preza with Sadzane Muriwo. Zimbabwe with Sadza Ne Muriwo. Hey everybody, you doing okay? Cool. Well, now it's time to move over to Nairobi and get with Bill Odidi and
thank you,
Olivia Ambani.
Bill Odidi here in Nairobi in Kenya, and here is the voice of a young singer who's based here in Nairobi. Her name is Olivia Ambani.
Over and over again I say love me and then you just kill me. Leave me all standing under the reason why you always break me down. I hear you calling, but baby, I've been there before. I'm not sure I will answer. My door is closed. I'm not about to let you in. Do you not remember how I felt for you? Do you not remember how you wanted me? And here we are.
It's a single from the new album The Awakening by Olivia Ambani. So, who is Olivia?
We each woke up
So Olivia is someone who's been interested in music for quite a while. I was fortunate enough to go to schools that really encouraged the arts. So that's where I developed my interest in music. When I was in university is when I decided to kind of develop my career further, started pursuing more songwriting and just getting experience in the industry. And then when I graduated is when I guess I went full swing into that, and I started working on my album, performing at gigs. And over the years, I've just kind of learned how to develop my craft.
Over and over again, I look at you, I feel like I wish I had known what the future is, but I guess it is called a lesson learned.
In 2012 is when I really went in deep and just decided that I really wanted to make music my career. Because I feel like before I'd been trying to figure things out, like going for auditions, trying to get signed. So I was waiting for someone to come and discover me. But then in 2012, I decided that I need to figure it out myself. So I kind of went the independent artist route. That's when I really took it super seriously. And I just asked myself, have I really been giving it 110%? And I felt like I wasn't. So then I just really became very focused. I came up with a plan. I started jamming, writing songs, had a set list, started finding a way to build my brand and get more people to know me, and just also started to learn a little bit more about the business and like how can I be successful.
I've been walking this road too long to give up right now. They say I know nothing cause I'm so young now, but I feel somewhere inside I'm gonna make it. So I'm gonna keep on, keep on moving on. It's gonna be alright, and it will be better than just fine. We're gonna reach the stars and believe much higher.
Better Than Just Fine was written when I was really low. Actually, I was having a jam session with a friend and we were about to be done and I said, can we just jam one more time? And that's how Better Than Just Fine was written. And I recorded it on my phone. And yeah, and so I think it's a song that I hope has encouraged me and I hope encourages other people to just believe that no matter how long the journey or short, like it is possible for things to get better.
They say you don't understand what it takes to make a star shine. They say the game's played, but I say that you are better than they ever gave.
Better Than Just Fine by Olivia Rambani. Now, Olivia was among 100 artists from around Africa chosen for a music project called Empower Africa, which was created by the Nigerian artist Mr. Easy to provide a platform for new talent to launch their careers. What was her reaction when she received the news that she was among the chosen few?
It was a shock because he was looking for 100 artists from all over Africa, and I thought, what chance do I have? Surely. By getting that, he gave us money to basically create a music video for the single, and so I picked Better Than Just Fine to create a music video for, and yeah, that just opened a whole market.
The story of Kenyan singer-songwriter Olivia Rambani. She has a very mature sound to her music and she's definitely one to watch. That is as far as we've come for now. I'm Bill Odidi here in Nairobi and I'm taking you back to Heather as we listen to a little more of Olivia singing Better Than Just Fine.
I'm telling you, a champion's in town. You'll be a star. You'll be a star. Be the star that you...
Thank you, Bill. Well, we've got time for one more tune. So I'm going to play a song called Hayra Al-Hawa, one more of Hama Sankare's songs from his 2019 album, Niafunke. In this song, Hama sings and plays calabash. His message, he says, what you want may not be what your children want. Don't be a bad parent. Let your children be happy.
Hayra Al-Hawa Ganda, 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 Ganda,
was the talented and beloved Hama Sankare. May he rest in peace. Alla kahinela, alla kadayorosuma. And with that, it's time to say goodbye for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Also, a big thank you to Chris Nolan of Claremont Records for recording me that interview about Hama and his death. Also, I'd like to thank Bill Odidi for his feature on Olivia Amfani in Nairobi. And to all of you, please take care of yourselves. If the coronavirus comes to your area, please take it seriously and protect yourself. I need you. I need you to be listening to my show. I love you. Even those of you who I don't know, I love you. So take care. You can visit me anytime throughout the week on my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, Facebook page or group page, my Instagram, which is at MTIA Maxwell, and Twitter at Music Time in Africa. You'll get updates, fresh news, and photos and videos. Also, the feature on Hama Sankare. I did a TV piece for that. That's on my YouTube channel. So get on there and check him out. And don't forget, just get on something and say hello to me. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sundays at 1505 and 20500 UTC. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22500 UTC. Finally, you know, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay safe and stay beautiful.